You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
I wanted to get a little more analysis here from Billy on the World Series as the baseball season ends. You get a surprise champion. A lot of people were happy to see the Astros suffering.
If you're the best team since the All-Star break, are you a surprise champion? Because they have been. The Braves were the best team since the All-Star break. I know the Giants were good, the Dodgers were good, but the Braves were really good in the second half.
They had like a 0.3% chance of winning the World Series in like mid-July.
Okay, surprise.
But they did trade their whole team. That's what we were saying earlier, that your chances would be of rolling three die and coming up all sixes would be the chances of that. Did we get any answers to those questions?
We did. Rudy looked that up. He knows about die now.
Okay, so Chris Whittingham, you did your die research. What did you find out about how it is that die are cast?
So I found that the weight of each indentation into a die is equivalent to roughly 1/1,000,000th of the overall weight of the die. And so it is a statistically insignificant amount of weight to the overall die. So therefore, you are not more likely to roll 6 or 1 as a result of the weight on each number.
Excellent. I'm glad. Well, that's fine. You don't have to believe it, but I'm glad that we finally answered one question today with some factual authority.
Something could be insignificant in terms of the weight, right? But then another thing is 6 times more insignificant.
I know you're insistent on dragging this show into the totality of this quicksand.
It's unfair to the six.
I will not allow you to continue to do this. You are just saying the place that
I've never wondered that about die, Dan.
I did for the first time today, and I now have my answer, and now we're done with that as a conversation.
But the answer is
he's never done.
Because something's at play here. Because the answer is like, nah, don't worry about it. Forget about it. This is taken care of. And you know who told us that? Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
Not to bring it back to him.
I don't want to bring it back to him. I want to bring it back to the World Series. And the place in the World Series that I want to bring it back to is how mad people got last night when Freddie Freeman, an extraordinary baseball player, first ballot Hall of Famer with veneers for teeth. When Freddie Freeman hit the home run to make it 7-0, Joe Buck's call was Stugatz in what might be his final at bat as an Atlanta Brave. And good God, did that piss off the Braves fan base.
It's probably not the time to point that out. I mean, in defense of Braves fans, that's a celebration. You're about to celebrate something you haven't done in 30 years. Everyone kind of pokes fun at you as an organization who was so good but only won one World Series while winning 17 straight division titles or something like that. That is not what I would want to hear from Joe Buck's mouth if I'm a Braves fan. Even while winning the World Series, Joe Buck reminding me that Freddie Freeman's no longer going to be here next year.
Nah, that's classic Buck making it about
him. I know it's classic Buck, but it's also why people get mad at Buck.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing.
But that's the framing that you would provide.
He wouldn't win a World Series.
Yeah, come on.
That's the biggest story.
There's another day and another time for that, Whitty.
Whitty, you should know. Time and a place. That's not it.
Whitty, I'm not going to allow you to be ganged up on here. I'm with you. The announcer tell stories.
His own story.
In theory, you can say, you know, this is the icing on the cake of Atlanta's World Series win or whatever. Like, you can make it about that. But if I were to kind of lay out, as I try to do, all right, what's like the key arc of this guy's career, this guy's moment, in terms of framing the broadcast, that would be the number one thing that you would bring up.
But you're speculating. You don't know if it's Freddie Freeman's final at bat.
That's what he's saying. What could be?
He didn't say, like, this is not Freddie Freeman retiring. It also might not be. Also, he might have 100,000 more at bats for the Braves, right, for all
he
we
might
know.
He might have 100,000 more at bats.
That's
tell
not
me what's
possible.
Happening.
That is not at
might.
All possible.
He might.
No.
Expand the regular season.
I know.
No, exactly.
There will be no 100,000 more
total
at bats.
Or just regular season
if they
at bats.
Played a, if they played a game every day, until he was 40, he wouldn't get to 10.
Well, how many at bats is he getting a day?
There's a rule change where your best players get four at bats a game. You know, they get eight at bats
a
game.
Well, most people get four at bats.
Yeah. Okay.
But now they get eight.
All right, Stugatz, the day is long and you are tired and you're just.
I'm just pointing out. You said, no, I'm right. You're wrong.
Did you have him as a Hall of Famer or a Teeth Hall of Famer?
You don't get to be right for if he has 100,000 more at bats. Anything that comes after that.
My larger, but you're right. My larger point is he has no idea if that's Freddie Freeman's final at bat. Let Braves fans just enjoy the moment, and the moment is, hey, Freddie Freeman hit a home run.
The broadcast is not about Braves fans.
It's also
the
not
broadcast
about Joe Buck.
Is about the
Joe
world
Buck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Joe Buck is there to tell us what's going on in reality, not in Joe Buck's fantasy land of the future.
Right.
Billy, can you please make clear to me how that's Joe Buck making the moment about Joe Buck?
I mean, who are they talking about today? Freddie Freeman winning the World Series or Joe Buck?
Yeah, but what we're talking about, as always, is the way that sports fans get irrationally angry about dumb shit.
He's poking the bear, Dan. You know that.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't think that's dumb. Sports fans are passionate. They're emotional. That was a big moment for a lot of Braves fans. What they don't want to hear is their best player might not be next year.
Okay, sorry that the national broadcaster took a national storyline on a moment and framed it in a way that was contextually accurate. It might have been, in his final at-bat for the Braves, a giant home run for a wonderful, great player in the middle of difficult contract negotiations that we'd all prefer not make an appearance in sports and always make an appearance in sports at every turn, no matter how blindly you don't want it in your life. So you're saying that that's not the time for it?
It's not the time I want to hear it. I understand he has a job to do.
But it's the seventh inning of a 7-0 game.
I know, but I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating how great my team has been. Second half, a random World Series victory. A team that's not nearly the best team they've ever had winning a World Series while others haven't. I just want to celebrate the moment and not think about Freddie Freeman leaving. That's
also,
all I'm saying.
Not to denigrate my own position as a broadcaster. If you're a fan and someone hits a home run, how often do you actually hear what the broadcaster says in the moment? It's only someone bringing it up after the fact or you watching the highlight. But in the, like, he doesn't ruin the moment. You're like jumping up and down and hugging your friends and family when a big home run gets hit. You're not hearing the broadcaster in that moment.
It's not a big home run. It's you've already, you kind of already felt like you won the game. You're up 6-0. It's tacking on a run at the end. Yeah. I mean,
but you're about to win the World Series. Every moment is met with jubilation.
I just heard about this from Buck and it ruined the moment for me. I'll tell you right now.
13 hours after the fact?
Yeah. Yeah. It took away from the moment. And I don't think Buck should be calling that game, but that's a conversation for another day.
Whoa.
No, let the local team broadcasters call those games. They've been there through the thick and thin.
But
raise them to prominence nationally. Joe Buck doesn't know shit about the Braves. Let's not pretend.
Whoa. You can't prepare?
You can't
on the Braves?
No,
local guy.
No. Not like someone that's been there for all 162.
So how do you determine on the Fox broadcast which set of announcers gets to do the game?
Home team.
Okay, that actually is how it used to be done back in the 70s. See? I believe Al Michaels has told the story of when he was the Reds broadcaster. He did the World Series, the home games in Cincinnati.
I'm a visionary from the past.
So the opposite of a visionary.
A visionary from 50 years ago. You're the man that when we need water
you're
brings
a revisionist.
Us Saltines.
Texting marketing privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300. 300.